Although English dominates, Anchorage is a multicultural community that often can experience language difficulties, whether legal, medical, educational, or commercial. Last week, an Anchorage organization continued its statewide efforts to counter the language barriers with a five-day workshop. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Robin Bronin is executive director of the Alaska Immigration Justice Project, the group which 2 years ago created the Language Interpretive Center.
We are unique to the United States. We are the first of this endeavor in the United States and have been asked to be at conferences and do presentations about this community effort because it is so amazing.
Bronin says the center was born from an Alaska court system survey distributed statewide to over 1,000 agencies, departments, school districts, and businesses. She cited three main findings.
The seven most common languages in our state other than English are Spanish, Tagalog, Yupik, Inupiaq, Russian, Ukrainian, and Korean. We also learned that collectively our state is spending over $1 million annually on, and here's the third finding, that most of the interpreters being used are not trained, and the service providers and businesses using those interpreters were not happy with the quality of interpretation that was being provided.
This shared dissatisfaction resulted in the center and its goals: to train interpreters according to national standards and become a statewide referral service for interpreters. Broden says after four community social services workshops and one medical-specific session, the center has trained over 100 interpreters in 22 different languages. The just-concluded week-long workshop was, like three others, conducted by Holly Mickelson of the Monterey Institute of International Studies. Mickelson says until recently, most interpreters worked on an international level.
In the community context, professional interpreting is relatively new to community agencies like hospitals and courts and social service agencies, school districts, and so forth. As populations change and people's understanding of civil rights and legal rights change, there is more and more awareness of the need for services to be provided in different languages.
Mickelson says Language Interpreter Center referrals must follow professional standards.
There is a very strict code of ethics for interpreters. They have an obligation to interpret completely and accurately. They should be impartial and they should maintain confidentiality. Those things have been drummed into their heads in our training programs. So if an interpreter comes from the Language Interpreter Center, they know that. But we're still facing the tremendous need for interpreters and a shortage of qualified interpreters to fill that need. So I know that there are a lot of people out there who mean well, but don't necessarily know what it is they're supposed to be doing as interpreters.
Interpreters also need to learn techniques, such as how much to translate at a time, a crucial skill in medical examinations, and just how to handle concepts that may not exist outside the U.S., like a medical consent form. There is no general federal or state certificate for interpreters. The only certificate is based on the written court consortium exam that's specifically for the legal system. Bronin says that exam was the primary target for this latest interpreters workshop with Mickelson.
We are really gearing up to administer the first court certification test for interpreters in the fall, which is why she's here this time, her fourth time to Alaska, because there are no interpreters in Alaska right now who are certified to interpret in the court system, and we are determined to make that happen by the end of this year.
A certification process is being developed for medical interpreters. Bronin says the local payments for center-referred interpreters range from $30 to $60 per hour. These payments will increase for interpreters who achieve court certification. This is Len Anderson.